Who is that guy? I don't know. It is so nice to be with you. Nice to be with you and worship with you. And to know that around the world who are worshiping today, some in freedom, and I appreciate what GMTA is doing in India and partner for that report. And I would suggest that if you're willing to be a prayer partner, you of India, and if you're a prayer partner, he'll remind you often of India, that you would be willing to write your name down on a piece of paper, I will be a prayer partner. We would love to give that to our team in India and say, these are the people in Malaysia praying for what you're doing. Oh, thank you. I got one. All right. Oh, I got two. Good. We're going. Reach Beyond is happy to do exactly what its name says. We're trying to reach beyond the limitations of the gospel. People put up barriers to the gospel. It's hard to reach areas. And Reach Beyond is trying to reach into those areas. That's our target. Our ministry is 85 years old, but today we're aiming at people who have never heard the gospel. Can you imagine? There are people out there that have no idea. I have met people who think Jesus is nothing more than a cuss word, because that's how they use his name. They don't know that he's a guy. Can you believe that? You probably know some people who don't know who Jesus is. Scripture today tells us about Jesus and what he's talking about. Last part of chapter 9 of Matthew. And I'm sorry, I didn't know you were scripture and some pictures. Just put anything up there. Jesus, in verse 35, went out. We like stay and be comfortable. Jesus went out to where the people were. The world. Lots of radio stations. We have purposely put them in places where there aren't churches or where the church is very thin to go out. A lot of churches just want to stay. You all come and be comfortable and be happy and put money in the offering. Here on earth to go out. In fact, Jesus said, go, that's that word, and make disciples of all nations. Creation. So Jesus practiced what he preached, and he went out, and he moved through all and say, okay, you want to be healed, you want to hear the good news, you come to me. I think I'll build something really fancy, you all come there. I want to be comfortable and soars after the service to our mission field. It might be your neighborhood, it might be your family, it might be your work. It's the way it works. Then the next thing that happened, verse 36. He saw, saying, oh, they'd be interested. They would not be interested. They don't look like they were. They're not right. They're not. He didn't judge them at all. In fact, when he saw them, he had a shepherd, helpless, harassed. Think of the people you know who are going through such difficult time because of their religion, so superstitious. They're not sure they have any hope at all. Hope is an important word. Those are helpless people. And when Jesus saw them, he had compassion on them. He cared about them. He knew what I knew. Boy, Jesus really cared about people. Boy, because we have people in our world that we know that we don't care about. We don't even care that they're going to hell. then take a risk and tell them about Jesus. And then verse 37, when I was a little boy, my father used to tell me a good news, bad news story. And I would bring my friends to the house and say, Daddy, tell them the good news, bad news story. And I'd say, oh, Daddy, tell the good news, bad news. I loved the good news, bad news story. There, maybe you know it. It goes something like this. That's good news. And then the next time you'll say, oh, that's bad news. Okay, here's how it goes. I got to go on an airplane. Okay, got it? But the airplane ran out of gas. That's yeah. Okay, because the airplane had parachutes. That's but my parachute didn't work. Oh. So you don't know how it ends. Whoa. For me to land on. But there was also a big sharp pitchfork. But I missed the straw. Oh, it goes on and on and on. In fact, I think I messed it up. I think I was supposed to say, and I missed the straw too. That would be bad news. And you can already on and on with this story. My dad could go forever until mom had dinner rest, had a good news, bad news story. Jesus should never have to tell a good news, bad news story. Jesus, he had seen those people who were harassed and helpless. But he knew the harvest was plentiful. The kingdom of God would prevail. He knew that that church that he was starting would be attacked, ferocious, killed. Stephen would be stoned within a year after Christ was gone. Peter would be put in prison. James would be killed, not prevail. That the church would last all this time, and here we are. What other institution has lasted 2,000 years? And it is. That first day when Peter preached in Jerusalem, responded to the gospel. I mean, that is incredible. 3,000 people said yes to Jesus. Boy, that's not a... Do you know that 3,000 people say yes to Jesus every 25 minutes now? 1,000 people will say yes to Jesus. That's 172,000 people today that will say yes to Jesus. 5 million people who will say yes to Jesus. That's, the harvest is plentiful. In Indonesia, said yes to Jesus. That's one every 15, not long ago, 3 million people, 3 million, not 3,000, 3 million people in Rio de Janeiro, streets of that city, for Jesus. Harvest is plentiful. The bad news are few. The workers are few. I could win a lot more people to the... That's what he said. The Spirit of God wants to move across the face of the earth, and I've got Christians who are content to sit and do nothing. Size people, they may be gossip about people. They don't have compassion for people. They're not compassionate toward them, and they go out and they do nothing. I have Christians, Jesus. I'm not very important to them. They would rather talk about a sale at the store than talk about me changing. Workers are few. You want to know why there's over 500 groups of people that have never heard the name of Jesus? It's because my workers won't tell them. That is bad news. He wants to win the world and his own followers. He asks them to do on planet Earth. And that's share their faith. So he says, if you won't be a, would you pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send out workers to his harvest? Would you pray? Would you at least do that? Would you think about, for instance, the people in India and pray for them, who actually believe that God is punishing them and so they live in this subhuman existence? They sleep garbage because they think their God is punishing them in some way. Would you at least pray for them? Jesus film, maybe the local church person passing by, somebody would have compassion on them and tell them of the love of God for them. By letting you do a little test. Fair enough. Let me help you see, as a worker is either a sower, somebody who shares the gospel, or a reaper, somebody who introduces that person to Jesus. Do a little, well, no, because I can't help you. So early this morning when I was up, God told me he was going to help you. Does that make you really nervous? Because you might find out you're a worker, and then you got to do something about it. Fault, God did it. Here it is, real simple. About, I want you to just think of what you know about Jesus. Is there anyone you know who needs to know? Now, don't be editing what's going on in your mind. Don't hit the delete button. Take the first, you got it? Don't be sorting through this and saying, oh, no, they're not interested. No, I couldn't do that. No, they're too far away. No, no, no. Don't. You got that one captured? Now, if your mind is blank, and I don't believe there's a person in here that's mind is blank, but if you're going to, because I think everybody here has a face or a name in your mind. Do you know why I know that? Because God told me he was going to do this. Just think of what the question was again. Who needs to know what you know about Jesus? Is there anybody here who would think Satan about Jesus? No way. He'll be telling you why you shouldn't tell him. He'll be telling you why you should procrastinate like that. So just take it easy and wait. Don't do it now. That's Satan's cry. Don't do it now. Do it later. No, 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 no. Satan would never put a name in your mind for you to do. And that person that he put in your mind today is the person he wants you to share with. Story. Or you can be a part of the harvest. He's got something really good planned, or he wouldn't put that person's name in your face. And your kingdom grows. And that's how you and I become a part of the harvest. That's how we actually get titles of all that, Christ's ambassadors. Oh, what a title. What an opportunity. What are you going to do with what God just told you? You are a worker, and he's got some work for you to do. Let's pray together. Father, and in our life that we know who needs to know what we know about you. We don't need to argue with them. We don't need to answer all their questions even. We over a cup of tea, casually. Lord, give us that opportunity. Maybe it'll go through an email. Maybe it'll go through a phone. We're not a part of the bad news story, but we're a part of the harvest. Hey. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. We have been lazy and failed you and maybe proud and maybe afraid. And here you still want to use us and bless in the name of Jesus. Amen.